Spoonful Matters. Spoonful of Nutrition. Blue Band. Spoonful of Kitchen Voice News, the Global Link.
Financial analyst says cost of doing business key to lowering prices. Government to maintain 50 beneficiary numbers. And floods kill dozens as heavy rains hit Angola. Good evening, with the main news, I am Christabel Kamanu. Opposition We Are One Zambia Alliance was a presidential running mate. Yusuf Dodia says it is misleading to believe that the cost of goods and services will significantly reduce without addressing the high cost of doing business in the country. Mr. Dodia, who is also a financial analyst, says while the country has recorded some positive economic indicators, including improved inflation, appreciation of the exchange rate, and a favorable assessment from international organizations, these gains have not translated into lower prices for consumers. He explained that the cost of doing business remains a critical factor in determining the pricing of goods and services, adding that business continue to grapple with high operational costs, which are ultimately passed on to consumers. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voice Chapa program in Saturday, Mr. Dodia said government must prioritize reforms aimed at reducing the cost of doing business if it is to achieve meaningful price stability. Without tackling the structural challenges that make it expensive to operate business in Zambia, expecting a reduction in prices is unrealistic, said Mr. Dodia. Mr. Dodia further cited factors such as high taxation, costly financing energy challenges, and regulatory bottlenecks as some of the key drivers pushing up the cost of doing business in the country. Care for Nature Zambia has welcomed the directive by Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabosa, to shut down mining companies operating with weak or substandard tailing dams. The directive follows a recent incident in Kitwe where the TD-33C tailing dam partially collapsed due to heavy rains discharging waste materials into the nearby Chiboloma stream and raising fresh concerns over environmental safety. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, the organization's executive director, Nsama Keynes, described the move as long overdue. She noted that many of the pollution cases recorded in the country in the recent past have been linked to poorly maintained or unsafe tailing dams. This should serve as a strong signal to all mining companies to take the management of tailing dams seriously and ensure full compliance with safety and environmental standards, said Ms. Keynes. Ms. Keynes, however, expressed concern over what she described as lack of proactive inspections by the Mining Safety Department, saying the department should not wait for the ministerial intervention before carrying out its mandate. She further raised concerns about inadequate efforts to restore ecosystems damaged by mining-related pollution. Ms. Kearns cited the pollution incident involving Sinometers Leach Zambia, noting that there has been little progress in restocking fish in the Kafue River following the contamination. Ms. Kearns has since called on government to strengthen enforcement mechanisms and ensure that companies responsible for environmental damage are held accountable, including taking responsibility for restoring lost biodiversity.
The move by the minister is highly welcome because that is one step into ensuring that there is compliance among the mining companies. If there is closure of mines whose tailings are not met standards, it is already a signal to other mining companies that they need to take the issue of tailings very seriously, because most of the pollution cases that we witnessed in the recent past is because of the tailings collapsing. I also feel that the mine safety department should not just end on waiting for the minister to issue this statement of closure.
A Minister of Agriculture, Ruben Perry, has announced that the government will not increase the number of beneficiaries under the Farming Import Support Program, citing concerns over the program's long-term sustainability. Speaking in the National Assembly today, Mr. Perry said the program is not sustainable in its current form as it is merely a support mechanism to help farmers improve productivity. FESTUP is merely to give out so as to enhance productivity. It is not a sustainable program, said Mr. Perry. Mr. Perry added that government will maintain the current number of beneficiaries while shifting focus toward the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility, an initiative aimed at promoting cost sharing among farmers. He said underserved beneficiaries are encouraged to contribute financially towards farming inputs to ensure the program's continuity and efficiency.
Government has come in this house and indicated that because of the fact that FISIP is merely to give out enhanced production, every year almost $400 to $500 million, it is not a sustainable program. To make it sustainable, we are going for other programs like the SAF, where beneficiaries are expected to pay at least the principal amount with a very marginal interest rate.
Center for Environment Justice has urged community-centered and transparent financing in Zambia's energy transition. CEJ Programs Coordinator for Environment and Extractives, Jennifer Monangombe, says the country needs a fundamental shift in how it finances its energy transition, placing communities' transparency and justice at the heart of all investments as Zambia faces persistent energy deficits and climate-induced droughts. Ms. Monangombe stressed that a just energy transition must put communities at the center. This requires investing in community-led renewable energy solutions, especially in underserved rural areas, while ensuring environmental and social safeguards are upheld, said Ms. Monangombe in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Monangombe pointed out that with over 80% of Zambia's electricity dependent on hydropower, the country remains highly vulnerable to climate shocks. She added that widespread reliance on charcoal and biomass is accelerating deforestation and creating serious health risks, particularly in rural households. Ms. Monangombe highlighted that both transparency and accountability are still missing, even as progress has been made through renewable energy financing frameworks, solar investments, and green bonds. She called for stronger efforts to ensure Zambia's transition minerals contribute meaningfully to national development without harming communities or ecosystems.
As the country works to expand its renewable energy, financing will play a central role. Encouraging progress has been made through initiatives such as renewable energy financing frameworks, solar investments, and green bonds, which are helping unlock capital and diversity for Zambia's energy mix. However, financing the energy transition must go beyond mobilizing resources. It must ensure fairness, accountability, and sustainability.
In African news, torrential rains have killed around 40 people in Angola, with several others still missing, authorities say. The downpours triggered flash floods over the weekend, submerging streets and damaging homes in the capital Luanda and the coastal city of Benguela. Officials say 13 people died in Luanda province, where five others remain unaccounted for. In Benguela province, 26 people were killed and four are still missing. Local reports also say at least six people died in the provinces of Kwanza Su and Malanje. Coming up shortly, oil plunges after U.S.-Iran ceasefire due to reopen Strait of Hormuz. That's and for more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. So